Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Police have recovered the body of a man who died in a mine collapse at Ballarat in regional Victoria. The 37-year-old man was one of two struck by falling rocks in the mine at Mount Clear. Australian Workers' Union State Secretary Ronnie Hayden says the other man is now in a serious condition in hospital. He says everyone is devastated.
It's devastating because, yet we've lost another worker, and no worker should be injured or die at work. But it's even more devastating because this should have been avoided. They should not have been doing that task in that mine.
The United States has asked Australia to give more humanitarian aid to Gaza. As the country moves ahead with plans to bring in relief by sea, the international community has raised concerns about dwindling supplies reaching civilians in the besieged strip and starvation, and the United States is setting up a port in Gaza in response to those concerns. Three Egyptian clerics have been fatally stabbed in an attack on their monastery in South Africa. The attack took place at the monastery at a town east of the capital, Pretoria. A fourth monk has survived after being beaten with an iron rod. A 35-year-old suspect has already been arrested over the attack, with police confirming they are seeking others who they also believed were involved. China's foreign minister is to visit Australia next week and meet with counterpart Penny Wong as China looks at removing punitive tariffs on Australian wine. Wong Yi is due to arrive in Canberra on Wednesday. A man has been killed in a crash with a train in Melbourne's north. The man was the driver of the car that collided with a train on the tracks at Pascoe Vale. Victoria Police say investigations are ongoing, but they have established that a female passenger managed to escape the vehicle before the collision. The exact circumstances surrounding the collision are yet to be determined. The federal government has unveiled support for a new pilot program in South Australia that will use nurse practitioners in the provision of primary health care. The test program will see the Commonwealth fund nurse practitioners based in selected GP clinics across the state. Health Minister Mark Butler says he hopes the pilot will show that using nurse practitioners can take the pressure off already strained emergency departments and GP clinics. He says there is a growing crisis in primary health care across the country.
Health systems that are dealing with a population that's getting older, that is getting a little sicker with more complex chronic disease in the community, and also dealing with the legacy of a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Japan's new rugby coach, Eddie Jones, says he plans to make his side one of the best four teams in the world. Jones takes over Japan for a second spell after a short-lived stint with Australia and a seven-year run with England. He says his new team has to create a style of play which suits Japanese instincts.
We need to develop a new style of play, which is difficult to do at the top level when you're playing against England and you're playing against Italy and those games. But we need to create a new style of play that is adventurous.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's SBS News in Easy English.